Rwanda-backed M23 rebels pushed deeper into eastern Congo on Wednesday, advancing toward the outskirts of Walikale, just a day after the presidents of Congo and Rwanda called for an immediate ceasefire. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Residents reported hearing intense gunfire near Walikale's Nyabangi neighborhood, with some describing heavy clashes. A military source, speaking anonymously, confirmed that M23 fighters launched a surprise attack on an army position outside the town, engaging Congolese soldiers and pro-government militias. Strategic gain in a resource-rich region. Walikale, home to about 15,000 people, lies in a mineral-rich region and marks the furthest west M23 has pushed during its rapid offensive this year. The town is located 125 kilometers, 80 miles, northwest of Goma, eastern Congo's largest city, which fell to the rebels in January. This latest advance places M23 within 400 kilometers of Kisangani, the country's fourth largest city. The assault comes even as Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan President Paul Kagame met in Qatar on Tuesday for their first direct talks, urging an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. A conflict fueling a humanitarian crisis. M23 is one of roughly 100 armed groups operating in eastern Congo, where decades of conflict over land, power, and vast mineral wealth have created one of the world's most severe humanitarian crises. More than 7 million people have been displaced. UN experts estimate that M23 is backed by around 4,000 Rwandan troops. At times, the rebel group has even threatened to march to Congo's capital, Kinshasa, some 1,600 kilometers, 1,000 miles, to the west. In response to growing reports of atrocities, the UN Human Rights Council last month launched an investigation into war crimes, including allegations of mass killings and sexual violence by both sides. With the situation escalating despite diplomatic efforts, it remains unclear whether the ceasefire appeal will hold or if eastern Congo is on the brink of further violence. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.